Ireland's media regulator, Coimisiún na mBan, has said it's going to review the rules around broadcast moratoriums at election time later this year. The rules forbid broadcasters from reporting on elections from 2 p.m. the day before the polls open until after voting is completed. But the same rules don't apply to social media or online platforms, opening up the possibility that fake news stories could spread and go unchallenged. It comes as concerns are being raised over how disinformation might impact this summer's European and local elections. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been finding out more.
Le président français Emmanuel Macron a été contraint d'annuler sa visite en Ukraine.
What you can hear now is a France 24 news report that claims French President Emmanuel Macron cancelled the trip to Ukraine because of an assassination plot. Macron did cancel a trip to Kiev recently, but there was no news of a plot to kill him, and technology was used to fake this report. The clip spread across the messaging app Telegram and was even published by the Russian TV channel Izvestia. Europe is going to the polls this summer, and many are warning that some actors may try and use disinformation and technology like this to try and influence voters. So what is disinformation? Here is Assistant Professor Eileen Cullity of DCU explaining.
Disinformation is any information that is false and is shared with the intention to deceive people or cause harm, whereas misinformation is false information that's shared by mistake or without any intention to cause harm. So it all hinges on the intention to cause harm, but in practice that can actually be quite difficult to prove.
There are a number of actors who may want to try and target Europe's elections, as Liz Carolyn of The Briefing explains here.
People can make money from disinformation. That can be a strong motivation. There can be people who want to use the moment of the election in order to further maybe a conspiracy or a set of values that they hold. And I think we're likely to see that around maybe the migration issue or some other questions a bit like that. But both the US State Department and the European Union have come out and said that they suspect that Russia is carrying out operations within Europe in the context of the European elections. And so that will be mostly like those kind of campaigns have mostly focused on division, trying to get people to push to more extremes, getting people to not trust the process and the results. But it can also be about trying to influence policy decisions. And, you know, Ireland's taken a very strong role in terms of the two major conflicts going on at the moment. And I think that that has increased our vulnerability as a country to other actors wanting to influence our domestic politics and, you know, the positions that our government takes in ways that we wouldn't have seen in the past.
Lutz Gulner is an information analyst for the European External Action Service. They are monitoring the use of disinformation around the globe and assess how it may impact on Europe's security.
We are preparing for this. We are ready, you know, to analyze it, to detect it, and of course then to respond if we need to.
Lutz said the evolution of this technology makes it a growing threat.
We do see a development of a more pressing issue, of quite a threat, I would even call it. But let's be clear, it's not only that this gets more and more and more, but it is also changing in quality. So the way this disinformation is produced, how it is done, how it is disseminated, which technical means are being used, this is also something we see really in constant evolution.
When it comes to elections, there are some weak spots. Moratoriums are one point of concern. Broadcasters in Ireland won't be able to report on the elections from 2 p.m. on the day before the polls open until after they are closed. The rule doesn't apply to online news outlets or social media, making this a vulnerable period. Ireland's new media regulator, Coimisiún na mBan, told this programme that it will review the rules around moratoriums later this year, but one will be in place this June, and other countries have seen this period exploited. Last year in Slovakia, a fake audio depicting progressive politician Michael Šmečka emerged in the 48 hours before the vote. Liz said that this caused a lot of problems.
That candidate was desperately trying to get the media to respond and to get his message out and to let people know that it was fake. But they observed that moratorium during that period. So, you know, I'm not sure what we should be doing in Ireland in that situation. But it is possible that it could happen here. So I think it definitely warrants us having at least a discussion about how we would respond to that.
Other measures may also need to be looked at to combat disinformation as a whole. Eileen said the regulation is there, but legislation hasn't come into effect yet and won't be in time for this summer.
I think when we think about disinformation and elections, and particularly the European elections, it's very important to understand that there isn't any dedicated body that is monitoring it in Ireland. In some ways, there's been a huge amount of regulation recently and disinformation falls through the cracks. So there is an electoral commission which is supposed to have powers around disinformation, but those powers haven't been enacted. There's a new media commission, Comisiún na Mban, which has a suite of new powers around digital media, but disinformation isn't specifically one of them. So we're very much reliant on journalists and news media to monitor what's going on. And in Ireland, you know, that falls to all the media, but the journal.ie is part of a fact-checking network that will be looking at what's happening around the European elections. And we really need to support, I think, media that's trying to address the problem.
One thing Ireland's new electoral commission is looking at is a disinformation register, which was implemented in Australia. Such a register would see the commission address any false information regarding voting specifically. If disinformation circulates that questions the voting process, they would address it and try and dispel any rumours or falsehoods. Adding to that, other European countries are also coming up with their own ideas, as Lutz explains here.
For example, our French colleagues have created a specific agency that is looking at exactly this issue as foreign interference in our digital space. So to detect this, to do this very systematically. Or another model would be what our Swedish colleagues have created, and that would be an agency which has an interesting name. It's called the Agency for Psychological Defense, but which is nothing else but an agency that is not only looking at detection and analysis, but also looking at resilience. Building or strengthening of resilience at societal level. So a lot of trainings, awareness raising, going out to the population, also advising the government. There are plenty of different ways of how to do this. And I think it's important that we have this debate both in the member states, but also at the level of the European Union, what are appropriate structures, you know, to deal with this threat.
And that was Lutz Gulner of the European External Action Service ending that report by Gavin O'Callaghan.